Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got a little something for you, but first I want to let everybody know that the nephew coming to the Gump, baby. Montgomery, Alabama, March 30th. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, all right? Tickets on sale right now. That's me, that's Celebrity, that is J.J. Williamson, and my dude, Earthquake. We shaking it up. March 30th, Saturday night, in the Gump. Tickets on sale. Get your black hats. Come on out there and get ready. We throwing them in there. All right, all together at one time. It's going to look like a graduation when we throw them up there, okay? Because the hats I sell is F-A-A-F-O, called. You right. Do know what that means, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Got it.
Yes, I do. Okay. We'll rock it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Blank around and find out. That's all. That's what F-A-A-F-O. Get you a cap on Saturday
that would be
night.
B-A-A.
B-A-A.
Blank around and find out.
He can't say what the blank stands for, Steve.
Well, then you need to fix your hair.
He can't say it on the radio.
No.
Crazy. Oh,
man.
He can say it, but just not on the air.
Yeah, it's F-A-A-F-O.
If you don't know, just
I need
ask
a hat,
someone.
Tony. Yeah.
All right. I got some hats for y'all. I'll get y'all one. All right, here we go. This right here is You Can't Come Back to Church.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are you to tell people?
You can't come back to church. You can't come back to church. We done all decided. Let's go, cat dog. You can't come back to church.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds. From the
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as pastor and they didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they gonna ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is and want you to just I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now, we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention. That we're going to be calling a lot of members about it. People not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I'll pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you, and I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes, I pay my offering, go on your computer at the church, call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sus Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well, now what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make, is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill need to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys. And being, disrupted the way they are, they don't want that to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have a pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody's kids is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we're gonna pray for, and we're gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm gonna keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
Now, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids and their troubles.
Well, Sister Mayfield, where was you this past Sunday, you what now?
I wasn't at church because I had overstepped, and why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield, hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh my God.
About you though,
well,
ain't nobody gonna keep you out the Lord's house. You gonna show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
I'm going to be stupid for you now. All you got to do is let me know when.
Oh, we know. Oh,
let me know when to turn it on. You know, let
play
me know
too
when
much.
To turn it on.
Yes, we know.
Uh-huh. And I get
oh,
it out.
You turn it on. Now you're saying you turn on stupid.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, because on Friday night, y'all, I'm pretty, sexy looking.
What?
Clever.
What, Steve?
We're not
going
to do that. We're not
what, Junior?
Do that.
What are you all
We're
saying?
Not going to do that.
Friday night, ready love. You got to get to my be sexy now. You
what?
You don't see it.
Just like you don't see my hairline. Oh,
well, you ain't sexy at all, then.
Well, I mean, damn. Hip hop king.
Yeah. Fed you your own line right there. Now, you know that's factual.
Where we gonna see this at?
Okay.
What you say, Junior? Fading away? Is that what you're saying? What?
Now, Junior, I got a little bit of sexy on Friday night. Now when I'm with the kids on Saturday, that's...
Well, he got a little bit of hairline, too. That's what he said.
Equate this
Anyway, Friday night, Ready to Love. Saturday, Black BCQ, Black College Quiz. Y'all check the listings and catch up to your boy and watch me work, man. All right. I can I tell God something? Thank you for two TV shows. I am grateful. I am humble. I am thankful, man. Oh, my God. I do not take any of that for granted. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh. I'm telling you, man.
That's a blessing.
I'm going to go grind and try to give me two more. Watch. Watch. Go grind and give me two more.
Yeah. Thank them all, David, on TV shows.
Everybody, all right, nephew, now. Thank you.
Hey, Junior, you get a TV show, too, but you're going to have to stay straightforward at the camera.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.